Herzlich willkommen zu Saatkorn, deinem Podcast mit Inspiration für eine bessere Arbeitswelt. Hello everybody, welcome to Saatkorn, another edition in English. So sorry for my German accent, but you have to live with it. And I'm super happy to have a very interesting guy from Sweden today here on the show. He's the co-founder of Mentimeter. I guess almost everyone will know Mentimeter from certain sessions. And he's not only the co-founder, but also the CEO. So I welcome Johnny Wahrstrom, and I'm super happy to have you here on the Saatkorn podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you very much.
Let's start with yourself, because I guess your own story is very much connected to the Mentimeter story. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this idea? How was the founding story for Mentimeter?
Of course, I studied engineering, so electrical engineering at university. And then when I started my career, I went into the telco industry. So I spent around 6 years in the telco industry, where I worked with everything from product management to sales, to helping our CEO at the time with leadership. And then during that period, I came more and more into situations where in my own leadership, different contexts of leadership. So my CEO at the time, he had a lot of town halls and he needed to communicate one to many very often. I myself led sales processes where, you know, very complex long sales processes where I engaged our customers or potential customers, and then a lot of internal project management. So there's a lot of contexts where I needed to, send a message or engage people and get their attention or just teach people something. And in those contexts, I realized so often that this engagement was so extremely high and was kind of like standing behind, between myself and the goal of the sessions. So people didn't pay attention to what I was saying. And then obviously people want to remember what I said or be engaged in where we're taking the company or whatever, you know, business outcome I had on the meetings. And this was 2012, so, 14 years ago now. And then the iPhone has just started to become like a business tool. So all of a sudden, everyone walked around with a clicker in their pockets. So me and three friends were like, okay, but we can create an engagement tool out of this device that people go around with to help people actually participate and create this active participation that we thought was needed. So that became Mentimeter. It was a very, very small idea from start. We thought our total addressable market was 4 people, which was me and my 3 founders. But then 2014, we started working full time because the app had become quite big, and we started earning some money. We got a small angel investment, and then since 2014, we kind of built Menti as a proper company globally.
Let's do a fast forward from 2014 to now, 2026. Where are you at right now? How big is Mentimeter? How many people do you have on board? And what's the current status quo?
Yeah, exactly. But so far during our 14 years, over 1 billion people have used the app. So when you say that you probably have used us, probability is quite high. We have about 20 million active users per month, and in the company we are just under 400 people, and we are distributed in Toronto for North America, Stockholm and Berlin for Europe, and Sydney for the APAC region. So also this kind of global infrastructure of both product development, marketing and sales in all time zones nowadays.
Wow, that's really impressive. What an impressive story. And Now, let's go a little bit deeper into the product. I have one use case in mind, and I guess that's a use case almost everyone knows. You sit in a conference, you listen to someone talking in a keynote or something, and then this person will ask a question and say, please now scan the QR code and answer, and then you get the nice feedback from Mentimeter. But I'm pretty sure that's only one mini use case what Mentimeter really is about. And if you would describe now what is the core of a product and what are the main use cases from your perspective?
Yeah, of course. But and a lot of our users have that experience because yes. That is one of the biggest kind of, it's a go-to-market for us. It's a very, simplistic and well-used way of using engagement tools. It's been around before it was physical clickers and now they become digital. But like for us, disengagement is the biggest operational risk for companies today. So the use cases with Menti is that we have leaders who have who drive their teams of their organization and try to increase performance. And increase performance can look in different ways. It can be that you try to upskill people, you facilitate a decision, or you're trying to communicate something to the organization. And to be able to do that in an effective way, engaging people in those processes increase the business outcome. So the three areas is how to teach, how to communicate, and how to facilitate. Those are kind of the problem spaces. That's not you on the use case level, but you can kind of double click on those areas and say how to teach. Okay, I as a CEO, I onboard a lot of people to Mentimeter. Okay, how does onboarding happen effectively? So I make sure that what I try to onboard and teach people, that one, that I know that I'm teaching them the right things, and how to increase the element of teaching. And interactivity and engagement is proven to have an effect there. Within the communication angle, that's where the town hall context, where the team meeting, everything, every use case where I as a leader want to send a message. But in order to send the messages, I need to understand if people have received it. Need to kind of check in, need to listen in if people have alternative opinions or things like that. That's the how to communicate use case. And then we have how to facilitate. And a lot of the leadership responsibility is about like, how do I get the collective intelligence out of my team and my organization before I come to a decision, maybe? And then the facilitation, workshop facilitation, but also kind of leading processes, emergent processes, where I collect opinions and information from the organization in order to make a better decision. So those are like big strokes, the three areas we work in, and then a couple of use cases that we are very good for.
Oh, thank you very much. Very interesting, because when you just know this one use case I described, it's just a very superficial layer of what Mentimeter is about at the end of the day. And I sometimes wonder, because I'm very much interested in HR tech or work technology, and Mentimeter is a kind of animal where I just wonder, does it really fall into this category? And we had this little talk right in advance, and you said, it's a leadership tool, and I felt like, yeah, but if you talk about engagement and also participation, and you want to make clear if people really understood your message, it has also a lot to do with HR topics. So I just wonder if for the target group, it's really clear that Mentimeter is really a tool that you can use for these things.
And it's super interesting, like on that topic, because usually we call ourselves an engagement suite or engagement platform. But usually engagement platforms are for measuring engagement, but we are a driver of engagement. And I think that we are quite unique in that way in the HR tech sphere. And that's why I think that people don't really kind of understand what we are, because engagement tools is normally measuring of engagement, but that doesn't really drive it. Like, when you measure it, how do you make sure that you increase it? How do you make sure that you reach those business outcomes? And that's where Ment is more of a leadership tool. Obviously, you know, you need HR people to advise to HR tech platforms for the leaders to use them. But that's why I also say that we are a leadership tool, almost like a leadership operating system in many of our companies that we have as customers.
And if you talk about your ICP, what would the ideal customer be for Mentimeter?
This is also fascinating. Like, the target group, the single individual that we're targeting is the leader. But the leader can look extremely different. So ICP for us, depending on where in the organization we have landed. So if I could take a step back first, the way we go to market is by people just adopting the product by seeing it at a conference or seeing a colleague using it or your spouse or friend or whatever. You start using it yourself, and then this organic growth happens in the organization because you see different use cases and clusters is being formed, and then big organizational rollouts happen in the end. And depending on what leader you are, you will use Menti in all these different use cases. So if it is the sales process, for example, where I started, if that sales process aggregates up at the highest tier, you have a sales leader or a VP marketing that does pre-sales. That is the ICP when it comes into that use case and aggregates. When it's more of a kind of the internal employee engagement use case, that aggregates up to a chief HR officer because, who is responsible for that? So it depends a bit, like, is it top line, which is like increased sales, engage more customers, then it's more sales and marketing. If it's internal, kind of employee engagement, efficiency, how do we increase the effect we get from the people that we have on board, then facilitation, employee engagement, then it's more HR, CEO table.
You mentioned before that Mentimeter also drives engagement, not only measures engagement. But I'm pretty sure you also measure engagement to drive engagement at the end of the
day. Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
Where does it start? Where does it end? What would you say about that?
That's a good philosophical question. I love that. No, but one of the biggest value that we provide today is that Menti's platform, where we began with Menti, was just that people, a live tool, as you say, like at conferences, you see a result live, you're very incentivized to share your opinion because you see it live and present the leader, they reflect on it live. But what we have today in our platform is actually with the help of AI, we can match what we understand the session that you use Menti for, what the business purpose was for that session. So what was the desired outcome? And then based on what the people in the session has voted, contributed with their opinion and their votes, we then give you automatic insight and recommendation based on your desired outcome, what we see in our data that you have reached or not reached, and then we recommend and give you insight on what to do next. And that is a way that we not only kind of provide that kind of the ability to measure how the engagement was, but actually help you as a leader drive that up later on.
That's what I expected. And to do these things, I think, if you think really over time now, not only within one presentation, but perhaps via 6 months or 12 months or even longer, probably you measure the results. And then next time you ask questions, you can measure again to the old results to see if there's any progress happening. Is that the case?
Exactly. And you nowadays you also do it synchronous or asynchronous.
Yes.
So you can do like a week before you have a workshop, you send some pre-questions, you get good insights, you actually change the way you do the workshop, and based on a workshop outcome, mentee advises you to do something, or you also kind of analyze what you do, and then you do a kind of maybe a post asynchronous survey or form, as we call it. So that is the way to that the mentee becomes this that's why we call ourselves a leadership tool, because you use it so often in your way of being a leader, not only when you are one to many. One to many is a good use case, but there's so many situations where you're trying to engage and communicate and facilitate and teach people something, and this is an amazing tool for that for those situations.
Is there any interfaces so that I could link Mentimeter to other existing tools where I have the system of record, for instance, in my company or something like that?
You can. So both SSO, but also one of the most interesting integration we have is with LMS. One big use case is obviously learning and development, both in higher education, but also in corporate, corporate world. And what we are, we don't really, our customers always bring the what, what training to have, what content in the training, what subject to talk about, what to communicate. That's often like a strategy or a direction, and also what problem to solve. Like, what do we want them to talk about? Mentimeter is the how tool. Like, how do you facilitate? How do you communicate? How do you train? So we integrate with a lot of what tools, which is LMS and system of record, SSO. And then we are kind of how you engage people and create that active participation that increase the business outcome.
I guess that the whole pandemic situation really changed your business a lot, as with a lot, with almost all businesses, obviously. But to have virtual meetings was not, at least in Germany, it was not the typical case. Since then, obviously, hybrid work is there, and this changed a lot. And I assume this affected Mentimeter in a positive way. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say it's a much longer kind of a macro trend, I would say. Like, for me, the macro trend is that the world becomes more and more volatile. There's much more going on in the world.
Sure.
Yeah, that's like, okay, everyone agrees on that. And okay, but what does that... How does that affect business? And how does that affect leader? It affects leader by the fact that everyone just has so much more in their mind. There's so much more stress. There's so much more to think about. So again, when you as a leader have a meeting, a gathering with a clear business outcome, there's higher and higher and higher chance that people won't pay attention to you. People don't put on their cameras and listen into you with remote work. And even if they are in the room, they might think about all the craziness that goes on and the effect that the decision you're about to make have on their job or your company you're working or whatever. And so with the increasing volatility and the chaos, the need for leaders to have tools and to have, to get people to pay attention and come back into the room increases. And that is like, so it's a longer, yes, the pandemic increased the growth rate of Menti, but we were about 70 people even before the pandemic. And the macro trend, I think, is a bit longer of like, it's just getting more and more complex to be a leader here.
That's true. In terms of pricing, again, I think that's dedicated also to the leader, isn't it? I mean, if I would use it now as a CEO of Embrace, I would have to pay for myself or for the whole team that gives answers also on Mentimeter. How's that?
No, it's for the leader. So yes. It's still seat based and for leaders, and it always starts with one leader. That's how we can come into organizations. But in many of our biggest organization, and Germany is our second biggest market. So US is the biggest market, and Germany is the second biggest market. We have many organizations that have thousands of leaders who use Menti regularly, and then we have thousands of licenses. So that's also the value we provide is being a leadership tool, and then you pay per leader as natural.
All right. What's the current challenges for Mentimeter? Also, having in mind the whole AI development, and certainly you'll be affected by this as well as everyone.
It is the situation. Yeah, it's a fascinating time to be building a tech company when so much is changing at the same time. Like, and come again back to like, okay, who's our customers? It's over a billion leaders in the world. That's our target group, and that is a target group that is being challenged a lot right now. And there is this like, all the pundits and all the LinkedIn people saying that the mass unemployment, there will be no companies, the only companies with one, all of this, like the effect of AI with how organizations is run. I strongly don't believe in that. I believe that people still lead people in the future. But there will be people with agents who lead people with agents. So that's still how the organization will run. And how does that affect Menti? Well, we need to be that leadership tool that is an agent that will empower you and make you an even better leader in the future. And we have an opportunity there. Like, we weren't founded as an AI native company, but if we adopt the AI technology fast enough, we can be that partner to all the leaders in the future. So it's really interesting, having been around for 14 years now, still being a kind of a modern tech company and trying to be the AI partner for all the leaders in the world. It's a very fascinating time to be building right now.
I guess so. Of course, I have one question. It might be a stupid question, but if you have leaders who lead people and agents at the same time, would the leaders ask with Mentimeter in the future not only their employees but also their agents?
we have that up as well, but I think we're human to human. We believe a lot in the humans. I think people lead the people, but then steer the agents. I think it's a completely different. The complexity with which people leadership doesn't exist in the agent world. That's more of a logic based, and you just need to realize when it. When it goes off and don't tell you what you want it to do, the agent. And the humans is much more a complex animal.
I really hope so, that this stays the same also in 5 to 10 years. We don't know, actually, having the super fast technology development in mind. But we'll see. Yeah, it was a big pleasure talking to you. Thanks that you took the time. And I will for sure look a little bit deeper into Mentimeter and think about my own leadership role and how I could use it. So thanks for taking the time, and I wish you all the best for the future, Johnny.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved the conversation. Thank you.
So, das war diese Saatkorn-Podcast-Episode. Ich hoffe, dir hat Spaß gemacht und sie hat dir gefallen. Bevor ich jetzt hier rausgehe, noch ein kleiner Tipp für dich. Abonniere doch kostenlos meinen Saatkorn-Newsletter. Dann gibt es jeden Sonntag alle Podcasts, alle News, alle Artikel, alle Verlosungen, alles, was ich auf Saatkorn so mache, gratis in dein Mailpostfach. Und du hast bequem alles an einem Ort und verpasst nichts mehr. Das Ganze kostet, wie gesagt, nichts. Den Link zum Abo gibt's in den Shownotes. Würde mich freuen, wenn wir uns da wieder treffen. Ganz lieben Dank und bis bald. Ciao.